4PXB Mobile.
Morning, Lloyd. What you up to this morning, KB4CBA?
Going out on a service call for a Mac, not printing.
So get her done.
That's truly my intent. Like I said, all the other users in that office area are able to print to that printer, but that printer will not reply to that off of that system. So I'm going, they mentioned that that device had had issues when the severe storm, so I think hopefully it didn't get popped or messed up by the storm.
I was making sure I could hit the repeater. I don't know how well I'm making it, but anyway. Yeah, that would be bad if it got hit by lightning and, you know, got taken out, but I don't know. I guess they have insurance for that kind of thing.
I hope so, because it's pretty much been narrowed down to something up on that PC, because all the other computers can print to it.
Do you ever ask them if it's unplugged?
I had the user, what I asked him to do is restart the Mac and the printer, and when I called back this morning, they said they were still having an issue, so that's why I'm heading out to that site.
All I can say is you just have all the fun. Better you than me. Yeah, I hate computer problems. I was loading some software. I've got a new little HT that I bought. It's a Yaesu FT60. It's just a little 2 meter 440 handheld and the computer I think it's an 8, Windows 8, and so it's kind of old. And so, I don't know, something happened, and I was sitting there on the couch with my wife, and I just handed the laptop over to her. I said, here.
If they have a computer issue there, they'll just say, here, fix it.
The IT man, I tell you. Well, I get so frustrated with these things, and if it's not something simple, I can't figure it out. My wife's a lot better at that. She's a lot more patient, and she's done a lot more diagnostic stuff than I have. Because she worked with them all day long, and you know, she went. Didn't want to have to bother IT department unless she just absolutely had to.
And Dave's a lot more simple-minded there, Lloyd. That was a good one, N0TR. Good morning, Lloyd.
Hey, sir. How are you?
This is Tom. Sir was my old man, I think. But, all doing pretty good, Lloyd. I just wanted to tell Dave he does a lot of, or some HF that I heard this morning, and not officially, but I heard that there was a worse coronal mass ejection, or CME, in the last 20 years, starts this afternoon and runs through the weekend. There was 5 of them, I think. So I don't know, unless you dig into it, whether I took my antenna back up to my radios or not, Dave.
Let me give that to me in English.
A massive coronal mass ejection, or a CME, can actually disable part of the electrical grid in the United States. It could interfere with satellites and GPS navigation systems, and also has the possibility of destroying electronic equipment, plus it disrupts the ionosphere, and you're liable to see northern lights all the way down to Alabama, they said. But it could potentially damage your HF radio is what I'm saying.
So it can damage it with it sitting there, with it turned off?
Answer, but if you got the antenna hooked up to it, I suppose it could. I just am not an expert on it. Somebody like Ariel in my 4G or that is an expert on that. I am not, but I know it's a serious event.
I would do is definitely just connect everything with your antennas and go from there.
That's what I do every night anyways. I unplug my PL259 and plug it in to a piece of cable I got running over to a piece of 1/4 inch by 1 inch copper ground bar that everything's grounded to. And I just ground it out in case there's a pop-up storm comes, especially this time of year. I know other people that don't even unplug and never have. But there's a lot of money in HF equipment nowadays. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, well, how long is this event supposed to take place?
I haven't been on the computer yet. I just finished breakfast a little bit ago. And I'm getting around slowly this morning. And I heard it on the radio while I was shaving. And it was implied from Friday afternoon through Sunday. But I'll have to dig into it deeper. So I may be jumping the gun. I don't know. But it sounded pretty factual. And I just don't take chances.
Well, thanks for the warning. Mine's a little harder to get to, but I mean, I can reach back behind there and unscrew it, unhook it. But anyway, oh me, I got to pull my coax up out of the ground because guys coming to dig and bury the power cable that's going to my building and I don't know where that coax goes after it after it gets past the house, so I'll just have to pull it back up. I'm gonna jump out of here, guys. I'm at the garage and hope you can get that printer going. And Tom, I don't even know what to say, but anyway, have a good day, both of you. And I'll talk to you later. Go ahead and pick it up, Lloyd, and I'm clearing out 73's KV4CPA.
I got tangled up on the phone. Dave, I just brought it up, you know, on Fox Weather. It says severe solar storm could trigger northern lights as far south as Alabama on Friday. NOAA upped the geomagnetic storm from moderate to severe for Friday through Sunday. This is the first severe watch in 19 years. This could grace the northern lights with auroras, but also trigger GPS problems, hamper satellite communications, and blackout high-frequency radio. There you have it.
Thanks for the warning. I'll go disconnect it. Good cow. Well, guess I'll find something else to do this weekend. But anyway, you have a good one. 73 Zen 0 TRKB 4 CBA.
Well, I like to err on the side of safety, and it's the highest one in the last 10 years. And Ariel gave a talk on that one time down at the Greer Club, and he takes it very seriously. And that man's far smarter than all of us put together. And so it would be worth unscrewing a cable. Anyways, take care, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR clear.